Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Spencer.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I'm currently planning on applying to law schools for the fall 2023 cycle. I hope you mean you're applying in fall of this year for next year's admission. I think that's what you mean. So it's the 2023-2024 cycle is what they call it. After about 1 month of studying, I've raised my practice LSAT score from a diagnostic of 152 to a rolling average of 168. Okay, love everything about this so far. This indicates that Spencer's really thinking about this the right way, right? Instead of boring us with goal scores, Spencer's like, I started with this and my recent rolling average means like my last three or my last five. So Spencer's clearly thinking about this correctly, reporting, hey, I'm up to a 168 average on my last few practice tests. That's fantastic. However, yep. My GPA is less than stellar. And despite earning a 3.75 in the past two semesters, my cumulative GPA is a 3.2. My first choice school, which is Wake Forest, offers an early decision full scholarship program for which I plan to apply. I will take the official LSAT in June and October with the goal of recording an official score of 170. My question is, with an LSAT score 3 to 4 points above their 75th percentile LSAT, will this compensate for my less than desirable GPA? Or do I need to be more realistic with the schools I am targeting? I appreciate your advice, and I hope to hear from you soon. Respectfully, Spencer. P.S. I know as a general principle, you guys are not keen on early decision, but I do plan to apply broadly regular decision. So I have options should I be rejected from this ED program.
Okay.
Producer Eric helpfully looked up Wake Forest on lsd.law. The self-reported data there suggests that almost all full rides this year went to applicants with GPAs above 3.7. Almost all does not mean all, but it means that you're probably a long shot. Who knows, though, with the right LSAT and this early decision program, maybe there's a way to sneak into it. What's the scholarship estimator say?
Yeah, so I put in a 3.2 and a 170 at lsatdemon.com/scholarships, and Wake Forest is coming in at more than half. That's the estimated amount of scholarship the estimator is giving us. I'm looking at the 509 report, which is right there. Yeah, it makes sense that that's the prediction, because at Wake Forest, 93% of the class is getting some sort of grant. 55% of the class is getting half to full tuition, and only 1%. Well, wait. Actually, 1% is full tuition, and more than full is 6%. So there's a decent chunk of people who are getting full or more than full. We don't know how much of it that is attributed to like GI Bill stuff, but yeah. Anyways, right now it's saying more than half. That 3.2 is probably the holdup.
Yeah. But it sounds like your plan is pretty sound. I like it that you're prepping hard. I like it that you're going to take the test multiple times. It does sound like June might be a little bit premature, though, and you're forcing yourself into this cycle. If you're already working hard and you've already shown a lot of improvement, which Spencer has, then arguably you're not too late for, if you haven't taken any official LSATs. It's like kind of close on whether you should be trying to apply this year or next year. Right.
Yeah.
People hate hearing that because they're like, what are you talking about? Applications haven't even opened. They don't even open until September. Yeah, I know, but you've only got two official LSATs between now and then. And you can take it three times in one cycle or five times in two cycles. Maybe what Spencer should do is take it in June and August and then plan on taking it three more times if necessary. But then, in the next cycle, because the cycle resets in August. But if you're going to do that, then you've got to definitely apply in 2024 to start in 2025, not be trying. He did say with a goal of recording an official score of 170.
Mm.
It's unfortunate, 152 diagnostic is a excellent diagnostic. And we see people go from that into the mid or high 170s all the time.
Yeah.
I would hate to see you force yourself to try to get into this early decision full scholarship program and give up on your LSAT journey too soon. Otherwise, everything sounds pretty good.
What do you think about the fact that the early decision is locking Spencer into Wake Forest? I realize Spencer says my first choice school, Wake Forest, offers this option, and it is a full ride, but I just put in these numbers. What did I put? I put 170 and I put a 3.2, and Iowa pops up. It's a higher ranked school. I know it's in a different state. It's in Iowa, but.
Well, there's other options with a 178, you know. With the 178, you start looking at Alabama full tuition scholarship. You start looking at, I'm just looking for stuff in the South, Florida full tuition scholarship. That's 21 in the country. I would imagine that Florida carries more weight down there than Wake Forest does, you know, unless you're really set on staying in North Carolina for the rest of your life.
Well, even with the 170, which, you know, this Spencer might get, I mean, Iowa is offering more than full tuition scholarships to 17% of its class.
Yeah.
You know, I think Spencer is looking at this and saying, well, it's a full ride. So, you know, it's the best I can do. It's like, it's not the best you could do. You could be getting stipends. And how much are those stipends worth?
Yeah. And a few more LSAT points might just unlock $30,000 more, which would be worth it. So, yeah, just don't settle, Spencer. It sounds like you're really on the right track in a lot of ways. And you would never be making a mistake by waiting an additional cycle. Like, I literally, not one student ever in my entire career have I thought that they were making a mistake by waiting one additional cycle. No one has ever said they regretted waiting one additional cycle.
Yeah.
Never, ever. And frequently they've said, it's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
So
things changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.